You're a witness, okay? For the past few months, I have shown up every single Thursday to help break down some of your biggest questions, misconceptions, frustrations surrounding the beauty and complexity of female friendship. But you haven't heard from me in the past few weeks because we're on a break. Season 2 is officially over and season 3 will launch at the end of August. But that doesn't mean that you have to go without your friendship fix. After the breakdown, I'm giving you 3 ways that you and I can stay connected during our break. This is Friend Forward, the podcast. And if you're having girl problems, we got you. I'm Danielle Byard Jackson, a certified friendship coach, and I am here to help you through it. Taking a break between seasons is always difficult for me because it's so hard to stay away, but you know, that's what we've got to do to take that time to, you know, interview new experts and get together some new interesting topics that I know you are going to salivate over. I mean, they're so good, and it's also perfect timing because if you hear that little extra layer of raspiness in my voice, that's not me trying out a sexy new tone for you. Okay, I hope you're loving it. I've been struggling. I've been losing my voice for like the past 2 weeks. So everything happens kind of in perfect timing. So while we're apart, there are still 3 ways that you can get your friendship fixed. Let me break them down for you. You ready? Number one, go to our website, betterfemalefriendships.com, and download our brand new summer 2021 friendship favorites list. So I included links to the books I'm loving right now about friendship, the articles that make me say, yes, preach, okay? And the Instagram accounts that make you want to save every single post because it's so good. So I drop links to all those things that I'm loving because I'm often asked about, you know, what are some of your favorite resources, your favorite podcasts? I put it all there for you. It's totally free. There's even a link to a playlist that I made that's full of songs about friendship. But you know how typically female friendship songs are kind of cheesy, like, yeah, we're best friends, you know, none of that. I mean, some of those songs you have probably heard before, but you thought about them through a romantic lens. And now that you're hearing them on this playlist, you're like, oh, snap, this could apply to my platonic relationships too. Yes. Okay. So there's a link to my Spotify playlist. Pause this episode right now and go download it. BetterFemaleFriendships.com. You can click the link at the footer of the website or just wait and be directed by the pop-up when you come onto the website. Okay. The number two way that we can stay connected while you and I are apart during the season is to follow me on Instagram. And the only reason I'm saying this, because I know some of you are like, okay, girl, self-promo. But if you haven't been following along, sometimes I post random, what I would say are juicy, controversial polls because the conversations are so good and the debates we get into are so rich. I get DMs every day with your friendship dilemmas. And although I can't get to them all because we like to prioritize our client messages, I still want your opinion. So as an example, the last poll I put on my Instagram account, which is Danielle Byard Jackson, my full name, it was about whether there's a financial imbalance in friendships between single and married women. So do single women without kids have the burden of paying for wedding gifts and baby showers and bachelorettes with an endless amount of celebrations while single friends are getting shafted? I don't know your opinion on that. I didn't state my opinion, but it was in response to a TikTok video that went viral and we had some really good discussion on my page. So I'd love to hear your 2 cents, and that's on Instagram at Danielle Byard Jackson. I'd love to see you over there and hang out together this summer. Another reason to follow along too is because I take you behind the scenes of some of the cool opportunities that I get to talk about Friend Forward. So as an example, a certain NFL team is flying me out to their city to help train their players' wives and girlfriends on how to create and maintain friendships. I mean, you know I'm documenting every single thing. It's going to be really cool. So follow along for that too. And number 3, the final way that we can stay in touch this summer until we meet again at the end of August for season 3 is for you to book a freaking session. I know you've been toying with the idea every time you hear an episode, wondering what it would be like to talk through your most pressing friendship issue with an objective, trained coach who's dedicated to not just talking about mindset, but giving you tangible action steps and homework that actually work. So if you're wanting more than just a session, then sign up for our new program, Friendship Elevated, where I'm teaching women, a big group of women, everything they need to master adult friendships in 60 days. And there's rolling registration. Join anytime. And guess what? It freaking works. I can't stress that enough. Okay. So if you have suggestions for future episodes that pop in your mind when you're in the shower and you're like, oh snap, Danielle should cover this, send us an email at hello@betterfemalefriendships.com. Recently, a college student DM'd me on Instagram and she was like, hey, you know, I'm starting to notice that everyone I know and a lot of young women on TikTok are talking about how you don't really need friends and how real self-care means being your own best friend and friendships, if anything, are burdensome. You don't actually need them. This can't be true, right? Can you do an episode breaking this down? And I was like, yes, we can. And so I can't wait to bring that to you when season 3 launches at the end of August. So until we meet again, I'll be sipping virgin daiquiris since I'm pregnant with baby number 2, and I will be patiently waiting on the next season of Insecure to drop. I'll also be rooting for you, always, on your ongoing journey toward better female friendships. See you soon.